Hello, listeners. I'm Harley Brennan, and this is Caffeinated Convos. Today's drink of the day is a Javi instant protein coffee. I have it in the caramel flavor, and when I usually make my coffees, I make them with like my protein shake, and I don't have milk, so I just make it with water because also, remember, I'm cutting calories, so all of that. And so I literally have the Javi coffee. My mom bought it and sent it to me because she knew I'd like it. She wanted to try herself, but she sent it to me. And it's pretty good. It tastes familiar. I can't put my tongue on like what it tastes like specifically. But I mix it with my protein shake and it's actually pretty good. Episode 3, we're starting off pretty mellow week. Nothing too exciting happened. we'll start off with, after last episode, literally the same day, me and my friend went out for some sushi, which was really good. And then we got some Dutch Bros. And again, I just got like the protein latte, but they have these new cereal ones out. So like a cinnamon, basically a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, as well as like the Marshmallow Dream, I think. I got the cinnamon, I forgot it was cinnamon swirl protein coffee. It was pretty good. It was just a lot, and I like barely finished it. It took me a while to finish. But yeah, so that was fun, and I think that was it for that day. She came over, we worked out, then we went to sushi. But yeah, that was fun, and then it was still move-in weekend, and I had another shift Sunday. So I worked Sunday afternoon across campus, and I was still, since I'm an ops, I do like the encoding for all the cards, and I was on a laptop, and there was two of us, thank God, because my laptop didn't work for an hour and a half. It wasn't working. It worked for like the right when I got there for maybe like 20 minutes. So it worked for like one or two people. And then it stopped working. Like it had like this message that popped up. I unplugged it, plugged it back in, turned. It's connected to Ether, so Wi-Fi shouldn't matter. I like did all the stuff that you would think to do. And so I had to call my boss, and she had to wait for my other boss to come back from lunch. And then she'd come down here. It was across campus, and she ended up walking. I don't know, but it's fine. Came down, and of course, she fucking sat down for 2 seconds, and it worked perfectly fine. So then she stayed. I logged in with my stuff, and we tried it, and it worked fine. I don't know what she did. She doesn't know what she did, but it worked for the rest of the shift. And so my shift was from 12 to 4. It wasn't too bad. I think that's all I did after that. I ate some food. I was hungry, obviously. And so I went, ate some food. And I think that was it for that day. And then Monday, we had Monday off. Our first day of school was Tuesday because we had Monday off for MLK. And the high school I coach, I'm coaching basketball. And we had morning practice from 9:30 to 11. Wasn't too many people there. Two girls were doing college tours, 3-day weekend. They're expected, I guess, that we'll have low numbers, but it wasn't too bad. I honestly like morning practices, but obviously you can't with school and high school, but any chance we get to have a morning practice, we can. Oh my God. There's been something like in my eye all fucking morning and it won't fuck off. Oh my God. Anyway. Yeah, morning practice isn't too bad. We have, like, our main coach, and there's no joke, like, three assistant coaches. And the other two, so it's the main coach, then there's me, assistant, and then there's two other boy assistant coaches. And those two other boy assistant coaches also coach for JV boys. And whenever I'm at the practices, it just seems like I'm just standing there. Like, I do, like, help the girls out and stuff, but, like, honestly, the coaches, I don't feel very involved at all, but hey, I'm there, I'm still getting paid, So great. Game days, I'm more useful because they have me at the table on game days and I'm doing the scorebook, which I love doing. And it also just gets me more involved in the game and stuff. So I literally learned that this year, I would say. Yeah, this season I learned it. I looked at it a little bit last season, but I never actually like fully did it. I think I tried to at one point, but it's actually very easy. And then I don't remember what night this was. Maybe it was Tuesday or Wednesday. It was not Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday. There's this movie called Fall. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but it's on Hulu, I think. It's called Fall, and basically just these two girls. It starts off with these two girls. They're very like, they're obviously like rock climbers, boulder. I don't know what the proper term was for climbing. I don't know, but they're like free climbing or whatever. And then something happens. It's just a great movie. I don't want to go too far into it, but it was crazy, and the twist and turn towards the end was insane, and my jaw literally dropped. So if you need another movie recommendation, like my first episode, I highly recommend the movie Fall. Very good. Crazy to think that this could legit happen. But yeah, and then Wednesday, I was in the gym and my nail broke. I was literally lifting weights and what's it called? I like picked up the dumbbell and I smashed. I don't want to say smash my finger because I didn't even feel it happen. Because I picked up the dumbbell, it hit like the bench, and my finger must have been there because then all of a sudden I looked down to grab the other dumbbell, and the tip of my nail is missing and it's on the ground. I'm like, when the f did that happen? I was like, what the heck? And I'm like, it's weird because it was actually a okay break because it wasn't down to like my finger. It was more like, it was none of my, like, I should say my nail bed, I should say. But it was crazy. It was good though. And then I texted my nail tech and he's like, oh, you can come in and get it fixed really quick around 4. And I was like, well, I already have a nail appointment with you on Saturday, as in today, but I can stick with the broken nail until Saturday, unless you could just do the whole set and I'll just move my appointment from Saturday to today. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, my 4 o'clock just canceled, so you can actually come in and get them done. I was like, perfect. So it was just a little irritating from, when did I work out? I w usually work out in the morning, so it was sometime in the morning. Wednesday. What was Wednesday? Oh yeah, I have my 8 a.m. So it's literally right after my 8 a.m. So in our 8 a.m. on Wednesday, he only had class for like 20 minutes. It was just obviously like syllabus day, but I think I was probably 9 or 9:30 in the morning. So I had to deal with that until like 4. But it wasn't too bad because I just worked out and then had my other class, physics, which we were already learning material on the very first day of class, so that was not fun. And then, yeah, I went and got my nails done. I didn't have practice. They canceled practice that day because we crushed our game on Tuesday. And yeah, so I didn't really have anything that day. And then Thursday, I was on call. Yeah, I was on call Thursday night, so I couldn't go to practice Thursday. And what happened? Oh yeah, Thursday night I was on call. We get no calls, no calls. We got like two-ish. I think it was like two before our tours, and then it was like one was a noise complaint, and then another one was another RA got locked out while we were on tour, so that was kind of funny, and she didn't want us to go because the normal procedure for a lockout, we were just messing with her, but the normal procedure for a lockout is you swipe them in and then you have to get a picture of their ID to make sure that they have it and then make sure that they are like who they say they are. And so she was getting so embarrassed because her bedroom is so dirty, apparently. I ended up not seeing, obviously, her bedroom, but she was like standing in the doorway. She's like, "You cannot see my room." She's like, "Just swipe in and I will go get it." Blah, 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 blah. It was so funny. We almost pissed our pants because we were laughing. We're all laughing so hard. And then that was, I think, probably this, I think that was the second tour. So that was around like 10 something, 10:30. I don't remember. And then I go to sleep. My friend FaceTimes me at like 12, and I was still on my phone, so I answered, and we're talking probably until like 12:30. And I'm like, I have to go to bed. I gotta get up at 6:30. So I have, what was this? Thursday. Yeah, I have work at 8 a.m. on Fridays. So I was like, I gotta go. So I go to sleep, and then the fucking on-call phone rings at 1:45 in the morning. And I was like, no way that phone is ringing right now. So I'm like half asleep. I get up, grab the phone, and I say my thing. And this girl answers and she's like, yeah. She's like, so I got locked out. I know it's late, but I'm so sorry. I got locked out. And I'm like, all right, where are you? I'll be right there. We get over there. I get over there. I just do it by myself. We're not supposed to do things by ourselves, but I just did it by myself. And, what's it called? I get over there. She's in like the freshman village, so that doesn't matter. I don't know why I said that, but we're in the freshman, and I just tell him, I text my on-call partner, like, "Hey, I'm doing a lockout, but don't worry about it. I got it." Thinking he was still asleep, and then he responds. He's like, "Oh, okay." He's fucking awake at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, but whatever. And so I get up. Go do it. And she goes in her room. We're all whispering because everyone's asleep, as you should be, as I wanted to be. And she goes in there. I could hear her like looking around. And she comes out and she's like, "I don't know where it is." And I was like, "Okay." She's like, "Well, I have a picture. I have like the virtual card on my phone." So I'm like, "Okay." So I took a picture of that. And then I just told her, like, "Hey," basically told her what she needed to do if she lost her card, the few options. And then went back to sleep, and then my alarm went off at 6:30, and that was so hard to get up. But I had to, because I had to, A, return the on-call bags before getting into the office the next day. And then I opened in the office. I've never opened before, so it was a lot of just like guessing. But my direct boss, my boss's boss, was there, and it was me and her, my whole shift, 8 to 12 on Friday. But then it was my direct boss wasn't there. She had like the day off because she worked over move-in weekend. So she had Friday off. And so I don't know if I did everything correctly. As far as I know, because she never trained me how to open. She just said, "Oh, it's easy." So I just did what I think all I had to do. No one said anything. Yeah. And I had my shift. I was by myself the whole shift. It wasn't too bad, but I was filing the whole time because my shift on Thursday, I was filing, started my filing because it was my first day in the office for this semester. And then I was still filing. I'm not even done because there's so many papers for like end of semester stuff and over winter break stuff. So I'll be probably doing that unless someone else does it this week because they have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to do it. Anyways, but yeah. And then Friday, I got off work. We had a little staff meeting and we watched Shrek before. So I got off the, got out of work at 12 and then our staff meeting's at 1. And so a couple of RAs were saying, "Oh, come to the VO," which is our office that we meet, that we're meeting in for our meeting. And we're like, "Oh, come to the VO. Perfect. Or we're gonna watch Shrek before the meeting." I was like, fuck it. So I got off work, ate some food really quick, sent some emails, and then I went over to the VO, and there's hella people, and it's really fun. And our meeting was our meeting. Wasn't too bad. And I worked out. After that, it was a late workout, but it was fine. This semester, I'm sure I mentioned it, but this semester now, all of my workout days, I'm starting with cardio and ending with abs. And I've stuck with it this whole week and it's kicked my ass. But what's interesting is I feel great afterwards. Like, kicked my ass. I'm trying to stick with the treadmill, so right now I'm just walking and doing some sprint intervals in there. But I'll walk for 30 minutes. If I'm walking, it's on like an incline, and then I'll do my sprint intervals. But then yesterday my shin splints were not doing the best, so I just walked the whole time on like a higher incline just to compensate, you know. But then what was yesterday? Yesterday was chest day. It was the first chest day in a while, and I am sore. Like, I haven't done chest in 2.5 weeks because the gym hasn't been open. And so my chest days when the gym wasn't open, it was just push-ups, which obviously is still a lot, but I have not benched in over 2.5 weeks. So that was fun. I knew I was gonna get sore, and this morning I woke up and I'm very, very sore. But it was great. After that, I went back to my dorm, ate some food, and then we had two games last night for basketball. Two games, and it was quick and done. Not quick. Oh my God. The games were blowouts. Like, our team, oh my God, the other team could barely like score anything. But it's okay. It was a slower game, but like also the fucking refs were calling everything. Like, I get it, they're doing their job. Like, we really appreciate the refs. I love refs, you know. We need more because we're losing refs, and we have a really bad ref shortage everywhere. But like, it's a blowout game and you're calling every little thing. And not just for like our side, like they were calling everything for both sides, which yes, that makes it fair, but it's like, bro. Our game, the girls' game, ended 50-8. And then the boys' game ended 67-16 or 15. So it's like, at that point, why? Both games ended in like a running clock. And like, why are we calling everything? I get it. I get it. You're supposed to. But it's like, you're just lengthening the game. Whatever. But the game ended. And I came back here, ate some food. That was it, pretty much. That was my week. How about my day today? I woke up. I need to start. I don't count calories in the weekends, and so I am using meal swipes on the weekends because I can't obviously count calories when I go to the kitchen. So this morning I woke up and I just went to the kitchens for breakfast. Their breakfast always hits. Even though today I literally only had egg whites and sausage. But they have like their omelet bar, which I never really eat. But they usually have like really good like scrambles or like potato hash scramble things that are really good. But today they didn't have them. They had the omelet bar. So I'm hoping they'll get that tomorrow, maybe. But yeah, and then I got back, came back to my dorm, and now I still have my coffee. And what else today? We have a game at 1 o'clock, just the girls, so it's gonna be pretty quick. And that's literally my day today. And I'm on call tonight. And I'm also on call tomorrow. So 2 days in a row, especially on the weekend, means I'm on call starting today at 5 p.m. all the way until 8 a.m. on Monday. Because I switched shifts with my friend for tomorrow because she's having some issue, but I took her shift, so now I just have to, I don't have to hand the bag off basically, so I'll get it from whoever was on call right now at 5 o'clock tonight, and then I just put it back in the VO Monday morning at 8 a.m. It's perfect because I have an 8 a.m. class on Mondays, so I have to be up at that time anyway. It's great. And that's pretty much it. I'm gonna get some crumble. Ooh, I'm getting crumble today. After our game, I ordered some crumble this week. I only got one because, again, it's only the weekends when I can kind of eat what I want. And so I just got one. And this week they have the Tres Leches cookie, but Biscoff cookie butter Tres Leches like cake. Oh my God, I've had it before. So freaking good, and I'm so excited. This week was actually a pretty good lineup, but that's the one I decided on because that just seemed at the time my favorite out of the collection. And the most worth it also, because they also have the semi-sweet chocolate chip today or this week. And that's my favorite of their like chocolate chips. But oh my god, so freaking good. I gotta pick that up today, and then I'm gonna do my grocery shopping since I'll be on call for over 24 hours, over 36 hours. I don't know the math, but yeah. And then, yeah. And then tomorrow I'm just gonna be here going to the kitchens for all my meals so I can use those swipes, those free swipes, and just laundry tomorrow. Yeah. That is probably it for this episode. I will see you all next week. And yeah, have a good one. Stay caffeinated.